A statewide program focused on preventing school shootings could be cut by lawmakers. It's Tuesday, June 27th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, a bill expanding private health care benefits for new moms and babies is being introduced by Wisconsin Democrats. And the Lincoln County Board is considering closing its publicly owned nursing home. We'll hear from residents who don't want to see that happen. Stay with us.
Our world gets more complex all the time. You rely on WPR to turn complicated issues and the news of the day into understandable language. This essential service that you count on relies on your support. It's the largest source of our funding. If you've never given before, make a contribution now of, say, $10 a month at 888-202-2552 or WPR.org.
Wisconsin law enforcement officers and educators asked lawmakers to reconsider cutting funding for the state's Office of School Safety. Corrine Hess has more on the program's focus, in part on preventing school shootings.
The Office of School Safety provides grants to Wisconsin school districts, training, and a 24/7 student hotline. The Department of Justice says these things could all be cut after the Joint Finance Committee voted earlier this month not to provide the requested $2 million in funding for the office. Bonnie Scholes is the principal at Catholic Memorial High School in Waukesha. She says more than 50 students and their families used counseling services through the Office of School Safety after the Waukesha Christmas Parade tragedy in 2021.
Protecting people and keeping them safe would seem to be a priority for government structures where people live.
The legislature is expected to vote on the state budget this week. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Republican state lawmakers have included plans to merge a two-year University of Wisconsin campus with a nearby technical college in the state budget. Last week, the GOP-led Joint Finance Committee included around $3.4 million to combine UW-Milwaukee-Washington County operations with Moraine Park Technical College. The UW's Washington County campus has seen enrollment fall from more than 1,000 students in 2010 to around 330 last fall. Washington County Executive Josh Showman has been a driving force behind the merger plan. He says he's grateful that lawmakers are supportive.
It's reflective of an appetite amongst those in the Capitol just seeking out a solution. It doesn't take a lot of research to find places like Cardinal Stritch or Silver Lake College that abruptly close.
A statement from technical college leadership says they'll wait for potential budget votes from Governor Tony Evers before beginning merger discussions. Milwaukee officials are looking to repeal parts of the state's shared revenue law, which was signed by Governor Tony Evers just last week. Evan Casey has more.
The law increases aid to municipalities across the state, but Milwaukee's funding comes with several strings attached. One provision requires police to return to Milwaukee public schools. It also prohibits the money being spent to expand a Milwaukee streetcar. The city's Steering and Rules Committee approved a measure Monday directing staff to explore ways to repeal all the Milwaukee provisions in the law. Justin Morales is with the city's Intergovernmental Relations Division.
So given that this is the clear direction of the city, it'll be a multifaceted approach to work in collaboration through direct advocacy in Madison, as well as build out our grassroots advocacy.
It's not clear how the city plans to remove the provisions, but it's possible a lawsuit could be filed. The city will also soon vote on whether or not to implement a 2% sales tax. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin will receive $1.1 billion in federal broadband funding as part of the infrastructure law signed 2 years ago by President Joe Biden. The White House announced the funding on Monday. It's the high end of what state officials are expecting as part of the federal grant program. Mitch Landrieu is a senior advisor to the president on infrastructure. He said construction on the expansion could begin early next year.
And essentially, 80% of that is digging dirt. A lot of it is manufacturing the cable and then just the hard work of laying it down where it needs to be based on the mapping that has been done and then we expect the work to be complete 100% by 2030.
Nationwide, federal broadband grants announced yesterday totaled more than $42 billion. Wisconsin Democrats are proposing legislation that would expand private health care benefits for new moms and babies. Gabby Vinnick has more.
In his budget, Governor Tony Evers proposed extending postpartum Medicaid coverage for up to a year after birth. But that got voted down by Republican lawmakers on the Joint Finance Committee. Instead of focusing on Medicaid, the Senate bill requires private insurance companies to cover maternity and newborn care at no or limited costs. Democratic State Senator Melissa Agard is a lead author of the bill.
I believe that healthcare is a human right, and prenatal and postnatal healthcare should be something that everyone agrees with, regardless of party affiliation.
The proposal has at least 30 Democratic co-sponsors, but without Republican support, its future remains uncertain. Gabby Vinnick, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And finally, a rural Wisconsin county is considering selling its publicly owned nursing home because it's losing money. That's left facility residents concerned about the future. Lincoln County has three bids from brokers for Pinecrest Nursing Home in Merrill. The county has owned the facility since the 1950s. Yesterday, protesters gave officials a petition with more than 600 signatures calling for the county to maintain ownership. Local Reverend Mike Southcomb was among the group.
To believe that someone will buy Pinecrest, either a nonprofit or a for-profit entity would buy Pinecrest and keep the same level of service with 70 to 80% of the residents on Medicaid is magical thinking.
The county board has not made up its mind about selling the facility. It could still hold a referendum to ask residents for help with funding. And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers are Mallory Chang and John Davis. Catch us wherever you get your podcasts every weekday morning. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a rating and review. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.